Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has approved the Moderna booster, the Johnson & Johnson booster, and said, look, it's good to mix and match. You could do heterologous vaccination of your boosters. Heterologous, woohoo, yay! Remember, heterologous is mixing and matching two different. Homologous is using the same. So we homologously got our Pfizer boosters, right, 3 weeks apart, or our Pfizer vaccination 3 weeks apart when we had our two shots. We homologously, we got our Moderna vaccine 4 weeks apart. Johnson & Johnson just got one, so they weren't homo or hetero. It was just, they just got their one shot. But with mixing and matching, if you had the Pfizer vaccine, you know, the FDA said, wait until we kind of look at the data before you heterologously go and get a Moderna or something else. Same thing with Moderna. The thing is when they held off that recommendation and they approved Pfizer boosters, those who had the Moderna shot homologously originally or Johnson & Johnson are like, I want a booster. So what? I don't get a booster because I can't go and get another shot? So I was concerned as a doctor if they were going to rule that there wasn't enough data to allow the mixing and matching. I think it's fine. But fortunately, they said you could, because otherwise you were going to have people that were going to get very mad that they were already committed to that one thread, to that one line, and having to be homologous, is that the right term? With a vaccine brand that now they want to change their mind and do. So there were studies I told you guys about a week ago where the mixing and matching, because the Johnson & Johnson immunity was waning, and they found if a Johnson & Johnson recipient got an mRNA vaccine, their immunity boosted up really nicely. But them getting a second Johnson & Johnson, their immunity boosts up as well. But the authors have said, look, we didn't see anything, you know, horrible from a side effect profile. So we knew studies were already showing that the side effect profile wouldn't be there. To the degree that we would think, you know, that would prevent the FDA from approving that. So the FDA yesterday said you can mix and match them. The Moderna half vaccine dose is now approved. It's not the full dose that you got, but it's a half booster. And it's approved for anybody 6 months from your second dose if you're over 65. If you're between 18 and 64 years old that have high risk severe, at high risk for severe COVID, and if you're under 64 but still over 18, where you have frequent institutional or occupational exposure to SARS-CoV-2, putting you at high risk for serious complications, including severe COVID-19. So basically, if you're high risk, if you're in a high risk situation like jail, hospital work, etc., if you're over 65, you can get your booster of Pfizer, now of Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. You could get another booster if it's been 2 months since your last shot. So the question I'm now getting is, all right, so the FDA approved mix and matching, but should we? Should we not mix and match? Which is better? So I can't say which is better. You would think that somebody would say, well, just stick to what you have. But I could see pros and cons to both. You know, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine may not differ by mRNA, but their lipoprotein coat is a little different. The substrate that it's in, one has, I think, potassium chloride. They both might have sucrose and PEG. You know, so there's different chemicals within the substrate that the solution that the vaccine is in. And so, you know, one argument for mixing and matching is if you were afraid that you were going to have an allergy to something, well, you could get an allergy to something and have a big, bad allergic reaction after multiple exposures. So if you're worried that, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a booster and I'm going to go into anaphylaxis, well, if you're getting a different booster, then you probably won't go into anaphylaxis per se, because your body hasn't seen those components yet to cause the big immune reaction, unless, of course, you're allergic to the mRNA. But the lipoprotein particle's a little different. The substrate's a little different. So I would almost think, in that case, if you're that worried about anaphylaxis, a mix and match might be better. Again, we're all pulling this out of our retroperitoneum. We've never done this. We've never done this before. There's been some studies, but we haven't done it massively. For those people that just want to stick to homologous, stick to the one they're in, should be fine. If you didn't have a problem with your first shot, if you didn't have a problem with your second shot. So then the next question are from my Johnson & Johnson recipients. They go, should I chuck the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and get the protection from the mRNA? Well, it's up to you. We don't have long-term studies to show that somebody getting two Johnson & Johnsons versus a Johnson & Johnson and an mRNA does better. I like the idea of hedging my bets. I like the idea of having a little of each, you know? It was, you know, the big advantage to Johnson & Johnson was you only needed one shot. But the booster now is just one shot. So I don't think it's unsafe per se. And when people go, well, you know, gosh, why is this? It just sounds odd to me. Well, remember, they're different. Each year you're getting a new flu shot. And it has new flu strains. So we don't necessarily get the same thing all the time. And the mRNA vaccines, and then the Johnson & Johnson DNA vaccine that makes your DNA create the mRNA, they're making spike proteins. And they're the same spike proteins. So in terms of efficacy, yeah, the Johnson & Johnson shot might not have as much efficacy as the Moderna, although the booster, we found out that the booster of the Johnson & Johnson was at about 93%. But these vaccines are very similar in that they help you make these spike proteins, and how they help you make them is pretty similar, with the exception of Johnson & Johnson going through that extra step of having your DNA make the mRNA, as opposed to just the mRNA going into you from the Pfizer and Moderna. So I, in terms of immunity, in terms of which is stronger, I don't really see it mattering much. So I wouldn't panic if you don't get your same shot and it's mixed and match. I don't foresee it being an issue. All right. 1-877-DOCTALI. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOCTALI. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I am a family doc. And being a family doc, I am supposed to take care of the family, whether they are young kids, whether it's grandma, grandpa. I will take care of the grandchildren, the parents, the grandparents. You want your next door neighbor to come in? That's who I did. I took care of them. And it didn't matter what your condition was. If you had to ask me a question about your skin, if you had to ask me a question about the pelvic area, if you had to ask me a question about pregnancy, about geriatrics, about neurology, I will give you my best answer. When it got beyond my scope, I would get a specialist involved. Now, people would say, all right, So you're a family doc. The specialist wants surgery. So no. Tell him no surgery. You're going to do it your way. Well, just because I'm family medicine doesn't necessarily mean I'm against surgery. I might think surgery is what you need. You're coming to me as a doctor. You're not coming to me because I'm only family medicine and I'm only aligning with what a family doc is able to do. You're coming to me for my opinion. And as a family doc, I think you might need an internist. I think that child might need a pediatrician. Even though I could still do that medicine, that's what I think you might need. And you want a doctor like me to say that to you because you want honesty. So not to load the next question, but if you have a Democrat or a Republican legislator that isn't going with the grain of their political party, do they stay or do they go? So on the Republican side, a lot of people are upset with Susan Collins, John McCain, may he rest in peace, Lisa Murkowski, because when they were trying to get things done in Congress, they would not vote. They would vote their way. And people would ask, are they even Republicans? Well, same thing is happening right now with Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Kristen Sinema apparently has, a huge crowd hammering for her to resign. They feel she failed, and they feel that she is one of the, quote, principal obstacles to progress. Now, Kristen Sinema, I don't know much about her. I kind of learned about her when I saw the whole bathroom thing, and I was kind of impressed because when she went into the bathroom and she went out of the bathroom, you know, most of us that are in a dress, we come out of the bathroom, the dress is still up, we're kind of fixing ourselves, we take a lot longer to pee, we have the toilet seat cover still attached to our panties, and, you know, she kind of walked in and out of the bathroom pretty easy. I mean, she walked in and out of the bathroom pretty clear. So, I was like, okay, you know, she's got some good bathroom hygiene there. How she's able, and she's doing all this on camera. So I was pretty impressed by her. But she is somebody that is drawing a lot of criticism from the Democratic side because she's holding up a lot of what Biden wants to do. And many people in the country that are a little scared of the highly progressive, very, very liberal policies, both Democrat and Republican, are kind of holding the breath to see what happens with what Sinema and Manchin do and how they hold out. Now, the country is scared, and they're mixed. Some people want the trillions and trillions of dollars spent. They want Biden to have this win. They just want the Democrats to be in power forever, just like on the Republican side. If the Republicans can make things happen when they control House and Senate, and they don't get stopped by Senator Collins or Lisa Murkowski, then it shows that the Republicans did something. And the Democrats are infamous for their Social Security, for their, you know, New Deal, for their, Civil Rights Act, for a whole bunch of things. You know, under Democratic administrations, these things happen, and Biden wants that win. The problem is we're in debt. The problem is that small business owners can't pay any more taxes. Americans can't pay higher prices. It's kind of a mess. And so we keep seeing this happen where a couple people will say, you know what? I just don't think it's right. I'm not feeling it. This just doesn't seem right. And whether you're Republican or Democrat, I have to commend them for their cojones. That takes a lot of cojones. On the flip side, you also worry, are any of these people doing it to get the spotlight? When you want to be on film and you want to be on TV, you need a headline. And if the headline is you get to stand out saying, I'm not going to go with the crowd, you get headlines. But the thing is for a politician, the number one job of a politician, it isn't to be there for the people and all that. The number one job of a politician is to get reelected. That it's a very, very sad, you know, thing to admit, but it's true. A politician needs to be reelected or be able to maintain that house or that seat they have, and they are considered successful if they don't lose it. One thing that really hurts a politician's career is losing that seat to a Republican or a Democrat. So many, because, you know, sometimes you wonder, you go, does everybody really think this spending is appropriate? Well, again, they're politicians. You aren't hiring accountants. You aren't hiring hedge fund managers. You aren't hiring doctors, even though some of them might be doctors or whatever. When you're a politician, which is why I never went into politics, your loyalty, you would think, would be to your constituents, but instead, it's to maintaining that seat and being reelected, because you can't do anything for these constituents if you don't have that seat. Same thing with a doctor. What is the number one priority of a physician? I would say it's to help people. It's to help people. We give our lives for people, but The number one job of a physician is to stay healthy. Because if you aren't healthy and you're sick, you can't take care of people. So what Sinema and Manchin are doing is, you know, very brave. And people are asking for them to leave. In fact, some people said that Manchin is switching parties. And my problem with all this is, why do the Democrats have to be labeled as liberal socialists, overspenders, or Republicans have to be labeled as pro-life, capital punishment, gunslinging rioters? Why do those stereotypes have to be? Why can't a Democrat be like a John F. Kennedy Democrat who said, guys, we got to lower taxes because we're coming into a recession in January of 1963? Why can't the Democrat Party be, look, you know, we want to protect the environment. We want to, you know, help families come out of poverty. We want strong economies. We realize a strong economy, you know, will decrease inflation, will, you know, affect people at the pump, affect, you know. Democrats believe that, and honestly, Democrats and Republicans believe a lot of things very similarly. They might go about it a different way, but Republicans want a good economy. Republicans want, you know, lower income families to still be able to afford gas, to get good education, to get health care. So then why does Manchin or Sinema have to leave the Democratic Party because she thinks a $1.9 trillion spending bill is not appropriate at this time? Don't you want your Republicans and Democrats to go, look, guys, you know, can we rethink this? But no, that's not how things get done in politics. In politics, it's majority rules. It's get everybody in line. You know, we'll promise stuff for you, or we'll blackmail you, and just keep it going our, you know, just keep it going our thread. Same thing with the Supreme Court. When I hear people want to pack the court, or when I hear that there's a conservative court versus a liberal court, well, these are judges. Judges aren't supposed to be conservative or liberal. Judges are supposed to be neutral. Just the idea that you have a judge that is already biased just makes no sense to me. And then you want to add judges who will have to admit their bias to be able to get on through that court packed by the party that wants to pack them. That's not where this is supposed to go. I almost wish we didn't have parties. I almost wish we didn't have Democrat, Republican. Most of us don't identify with the Democrats or Republicans anyway. We're a part of the Common Sense Party. The Common Sense Party is, you know, don't force people to do things. Don't raise inflation. Don't spend money we don't have. You know, protect our borders. There's just so many common sense things that I think a lot of us agree on. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An advisory panel is considering recommending a booster shot of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. The meeting comes as the FDA approved the booster shots and said it's okay to mix and match on Wednesday. If the committee issues a recommendation, it will be up to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky to sign off. That could happen as early as tomorrow, making additional shots available for immediate distribution to those who are eligible. The Attorney General says he's committed to restoring the Justice Department.
Those norms of independence from improper influence, of the principled exercise of discretion, and of treating like cases alike, define who we are as public servants.
Attorney General Merrick Garland continuing to testify before a Democratic-led House hearing on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is holding his weekly press conference on Thursday. The California congressman says no matter the price tag for the Democrats' budget bill, Americans will feel the effects in their wallets as prices continue to rise due to inflation.
Whether this bill is $4.5 trillion, $3 trillion, or $1.5, the Democrats' proposal will worsen inflation, continue to harbor and harm our labor shortage.
Democrats are still working towards a final price tag for the budget reconciliation bill after moderates rejected the original price of a nearly $3.5 trillion bill. Former President Trump has a new business venture.
Former President Trump is getting ready to start posting on the World Wide Web again. Trump announced he is launching his own social media network called Truth Social. Says it's to, quote, stand up to the tyranny of big tech.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what our listener wants to be anonymous, wants to know, is Trump running in 2024? I believe so. But what we do know is, you know, he's been talking about it. He's been saying it. I don't know if we're talking 3 years from now. I mean, it'd have to start running in 2 years from now. So I wouldn't be surprised. Somebody who, quote unquote, got fired, and somebody who doesn't like getting fired, one way to redeem yourself is to show that America got it wrong and get yourself rehired. So I would not be surprised that he wants to run. Whether he runs or not, it's going to be tricky. If there was another Republican, that would garner the same large crowds. And man, do people love Trump. If there's another Republican out there that has that sort of attraction, they could give Trump a run for their money. But right now, I don't see anybody that would be able to compete because, man, people like him. And people loved what he did for this country. So, you have a lot of people that hate him. But the same people that hate Trump are also probably the same people that would hate Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz. Or so that's why I think if he does run, you know, in terms of the primary, it would probably be a slam dunk. But he's working on other things in the meantime, and he's announced something called Truth Social. It's going to be his network that is going to roll out in a few months. And it is called Truth Social, a social media network that aims to stand up to the tyranny of big tech, unquote. It's an app that will begin a beta launch for invited guests next month. It's expected to make its full debut within the first quarter of 2022, and it's part of the newly established Trump Media and Technology Group. So Trump will serve as chairman. He released a statement announcing the planned arrival of the platform and insisted the effort will push back against platforms that lean left and that it will give a voice to all. Obviously, he would probably have to resign if he runs for office of that. He goes, I created Truth Social and TMTG to stand up to the tyranny of big tech. He said, we live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American presence has been silenced. This is unacceptable. He said, I am excited to send out my first Truth on Truth Social very soon. TMTG was founded with a mission to give a voice to all. I'm excited to soon begin sharing my thoughts on Truth Social and to fight back against big tech. Everyone asks me, why doesn't somebody stand up to big tech? Well, we will be soon. So there is this war cry to go against the liberal media giants. And as I was talking about with the Democrat versus Republican Party and legislators, I wish media was right or left. It kills me to see an article that is just so damn slanted. And I'm like, can you just tell us what happened? Does China have a weapon or not? Is there a hurricane? Tell us about the hurricane. But whenever I read about a hurricane or a storm, this is because of human-induced climate change. We interviewed this person, and I don't want to talk about climate change right now. I want to talk about what people need help with this hurricane. What are they, you know, what's going on? What levees could be built? Just all the time, stuff gets thrown in. And then you also see that kind of misstep where people can be posting a rape on social media, can be posting, you know, I mean, somebody posted his killing of the news anchor. That gets on there and then eventually gets taken down. Yet, you have the President of the United States, he doesn't even get to put a word on there. Now, this used to not be an issue because presidents wouldn't be bothered with things that, you know, us regular folk do. But this is where we get our news. And when you have entities out there that will take sentence fragments, will take images and twist things. Trump never told people to take fish chemicals and inject them into a vein. What he said was, and very, you know, in articulately, wouldn't it be great if some of these things that we've seen in the lab that can kill the virus, we could get in our body? Figure out a way to shoot them in our body. I mean, he was talking to Debbie Birx, you know, on how do we make in vivo applications of in vitro proven antivirals. But it didn't come out that eloquently. Yet, if I said that, if I wrote a piece saying Trump asked about in vivo applications, I'd be lying. That would be a bias. So just put what they said. Don't add commentary. I don't need your commentary. All news now these days is commentary. But there are very few news outlets that don't bash Trump. And I would like to see just the news. I also don't want to see another article talking about Biden's possible dementia. Just let me know what he said. I'll determine if he has dementia. I don't need your opinion. So we definitely have an issue when it comes to our media, when it comes to our communication, when it comes to society, with the information we're getting very, very skewed. But then there's also the silencing, and that's where it turned deadly. People were being silenced. When you have a president who is loved by half the country, and your main social media networks ban him from the country having access, when he's the president, yet we can hear all this other BS that's out there and lie after lie being said, there's a problem. And so there's been a call for there to be people that there be at least some, they don't have to own the media, we don't want one person owning the media, but that there be some other outlets that people could go to get some unbiased news. Now, my guess is Truth will have a whole bunch of right-leaning stuff. And I'm sure that there's going to be, that lean towards, there. But it just, there has to be opportunities for people not to get silenced. We do have free speech. Now, I'm not saying I want a Taliban network. I mean, the Taliban, if you want to talk Taliban stuff, they have that in Afghanistan. I'm sure you can, broadcast whatever, Taliban allegiance you want over there. But we're Americans. I'm sure there are going to be certain guidelines on what could be, lambasted across these networks. But it is very odd what we've seen. And people say, well, it's because, Trump did it not because of what he tweeted, but it's because of the riots. And, I mean, that's going to be debated for years. He holds the biggest crowd. Man, there were tens of thousands of people there showing his support and their concern that just the crowd, when he talked to the crowd, not the riot, concern about reports and videos of things happening and multiple ballots and ballot issues, those got silenced. And then the crowd took the Capitol. People could have died. People did die. It was a scary time. Should have never happened. There should have never been the Capitol riots. Did Trump tell people to go and do it? No, not directly. Do people think he set it up such that it could happen? That there could be... And, people have been talking for a while. January 6th, guys, January 6th. Yeah, but was it Trump, per se? So, it obviously, there's a lot of feelings on both sides about what happened. But, I do agree that there should be, venues and opportunities for everybody to not feel silenced. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday we were told that in Florida they found some human remains. They also found Brian Laundrie's backpack, notebook, and some other items, and which they believe are the human remains of Brian Laundrie, but they are doing forensic testing. Now, this might put some closure on the very odd, tragic case of the Gabby Petito murder. Gabby Petito had been reported missing September 11th, 10 days after she was supposed to return home with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, and never did. Parents got worried. They reported her missing September 11th. Her last Instagram post, however, was August 25th. And by September 19th, they found remains in Wyoming. And then later confirmed those were Gabby Petito's remains. They also felt that she had been strangled, and that was the cause of death. Laundrie, her fiancé, had been a quote-unquote person of interest and has been missing. He went home, hung out with the family, went with the family somewhere, and then hasn't been seen. Some people thought he went to Mexico. Some people thought that he went to the backyard of his mom's house and was living in her flower bed. But we had assumed that he had gone and just camped out and fled. FBI confirmed to reporters in Florida yesterday that investigators found what appeared to be human remains, along with personal items like a backpack and a notebook that belonged to him. Now, this is hours after his parents searched the Miyakahatchee Creek Environmental Park. Michael McPherson, special agent in charge of FBI's Tampa Division, said these items were found in an area that up until recently had been underwater. Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. He also identified Laundrie as specifically a person of interest in the murder of Gabby Petito. Now, McPherson was seen September 20th at the Laundrie's Northport, Florida home as agents executed a search warrant, so it looks like he has been early on involved in this case. And the Laundrie family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, told Fox News Digital that parents Chris and Roberta Laundrie were at the reserve earlier today when human remains and some of Brian's possessions were located. The lawyer said the findings were discovered in an area where they had initially advised law enforcement that Brian may be. Chris and Roberta will wait for the forensic identification of the human remains before making any additional comments. And I mean, I just can't imagine what Gabby Petito's parents are going through, what the Laundrie's parents are going through. People are accusing the Laundrie parents of not helping, not coming forward. And I'm sure their attorney has advised them to not say anything. But it just, if they didn't help with the investigation, they're going to be obviously, meeting criminal accusations and arrests as well, but it just got to be horrible to be told that your son's remains are there, I just couldn't imagine anybody, not to mention what Gabby Petito's parents have gone through. So, former homicide detective believes the human remains found in Brian Laundrie Hunt may not be intact. Remember yesterday they called cadaver dogs? I love dogs. I probably wouldn't like cadaver dogs lick my face. But I'd still kiss them because I love dogs. But I guess cadaver dogs are used to kind of help find parts of the body. So, this is odd because, throughout this whole thing, if he is the one that killed Gabby Petito, then, he had a few options. One is lying and going, oh my gosh, where's my fiance? Let me help. The other is admitting it. It was me. The other is going to hiding. And then another would be to kill himself. Yet it appears the body was kind of possibly torn up. Dismembered. Now it could just be he did kill himself and an alligator got to him. Maybe. Is it alligator or crocodile? It'd be an alligator. Yeah, alligator, I think. So that could be what happened. But then another thing is, did somebody kill them both? Did somebody kill Gabby Petito? And then go after him, which is why he went into hiding. I find it really, really odd because you look more guilty when you leave the scene. And the other thing I find that is very odd is they never said he was a suspect. They said he was a person of interest. Yet they went on this manhunt for him. Now, why would Brian Laundrie not be a suspect? If, with everything going on, unless maybe they know something? Did Brian Laundrie come back saying there's somebody after us? We split up. I haven't heard from her. but then go to the police with that. So instead, he thought he could hide out from the police in the woods. And now he's found dead. Did somebody find him and kill him? Did he kill himself? So, you know, it's just a very weird case. It's a horrible, tragic case. It's been, you know, and on top of how tragic this case is, you know, many people who are still waiting for news on their loved ones who are missing find this case very troubling because this case is getting a lot of media attention. And, you know, the manhunt and the neighbors, and they don't see that looking for their missing person. I mean, there are how many thousands of missing people that, you know, aren't appearing to get the same resources as this one. So it's hard for anybody that's been going through this to watch this. But, it's odd. If he is dead, I'd like to know what the hell happened. But it's horrible. It's just one of the, it's not, yeah. Also horrible is China looks like having something that could decimate us if we let our guard down, and if we don't have an administration that looks like they're home. And China has tested two hypersonic orbital nukes capable of breaching missile defenses. According to Daily Mail, China has carried out two tests of an orbital vehicle believed to be a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile. The first test took place on July 27th. Second took place August 13th, according to intelligence sources. Scientists, they say, are still trying to work out exactly what the weapon is capable of, and say it appears to, quote, defy the laws of physics and is unlike any technology the U.S. has developed. Beijing has acknowledged one of the tests, but says it was actually launching a peaceful civilian spacecraft. Hmm. Yeah, see, now that we have all these billionaires up in space, everybody could be like, oh, yeah, we're just doing that to compete with Bezos. And, well, so government scientists are trying to figure out what this craft can do. One source told the Financial Times that it appears to defy the law of physics and is unlike any technology the U.S. has. This is terminology very interestingly used when they describe the UFOs. They said the UFOs defy the law of physics and is unlike any technology, meaning those UFOs might be China's. The White House has refused to comment, of course. They don't seem to comment a lot. U.S. Department of Defense has refused to confirm or deny the existence of any hypersonic weapons tests. But U.S. early warning radars and missile defenses based in Alaska, I guess, could be one of the things that it evades. I'm not exactly sure how we would address this. That's for our military to decide, assuming not a bunch of them are getting terminated because they didn't get their COVID vaccine. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.